Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This looks like a classic RICO case. Why is the Department of Justice having such a hard time getting ahead of this, and it's been left to a political arm as far as the Republicans to do this?
Well, look, you know, Lawrence, I did this for 7 years. I was the U.S. Attorney in New Jersey, running the fifth largest office in the country for 7 years during the Bush administration. There is no way that getting two misdemeanor tax pleas and dismissing a gun charge should take 5 years. Mm-hmm. They were obviously, there were people trying to investigate other stuff that we've heard about, from Hunter's laptop to these WhatsApp messages and lots of other things in terms of Burisma and his interaction with foreign entities. Look, we've got to prosecute cases like this. We have to allow the investigators to investigate. When you listen to the whistleblower speaking to Brett Baer, look, that looks like lots of other agents that I got to work with from the FBI and the IRS and other agencies who, they just want to do their job. They don't care where it leads. They just want it to get to a conclusion. And I think what's going on here is Hunter Biden was undercharged. This deal doesn't look right. We're not hearing about all these other facts that are coming out.
The Wall Street Journal governor, Elaine O'Connor, who used to be the tax attorney in the department, just says that the judge should reject this deal. Do you think that should happen?
Look, I think that the judge should say, everybody go back to your corners and see what we're doing here.
Welcome back, folks. Looks like the Hunter Biden scenario is not going to blow over, you know, the whole cocaine deal. Look, I don't know who that cocaine belongs to, but I have my suspicions. And I think so does the FBI, the Secret Service, the Democrats, leftists, progressives, all of the world. Let's just put it that way. We all have a pretty good idea of where that belongs. And this deal needs to be rejected, probably should be, if there is any type of justice system in America. But we are beginning to see that there's not very much of one. Hey, Senator Kennedy had a funny statement about Hunter Biden and the cocaine gate. And look, I know it's been out of the news cycle for, what, a couple of days? Because, you know, it's a little thing, dope in the White House. I mean, the highest levels of government on dope, whose is it? If it's not Hunter's, whose is it? Who in the White House is using dope? I have my suspicions there, too. If it isn't Hunter, well, I still think it's part of the first family, somebody in the first family. And don't think that's the only baggie in that White House. Trust me, there's more. Kevin Jackson's here listening to folks at Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, if you want to give me a buzz. I mean a call. Oh, my goodness. Let's play this clip from Senator Kennedy on dope in the White House.
If I probably shouldn't say this, but if my record was as bad as this White House's record, I'd probably give my staff blow, too. I'm only kidding.
Why would you have to say that? I mean, we know you're joking, Senator Kennedy. You know why? Because he doesn't want to deal with the blowback. Oh, I'm sorry, with the repercussions. Got to be careful when you say blow, and it involves cocaine. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, boy. It's not going to go away, and it shouldn't go away. We can't let it go away. We have to remind people of what the Biden family is about. And I think I know what they're about. Maybe you don't, but I know what they're about. So here's a MSNBC talking about the cocaine in the White House.
Bag of cocaine that was found in the building behind you a few days ago. An investigation by the Secret Service. NBC News has some new reporting about where the bag was found, contrary to where it had been reported to have been found. But the investigation continues, and we may not, it sounds like, have an answer who it belongs to.
No, I think that's right. That, you know, the location of this is really important because it tells us, as reporters and as people who know how this kind of White House looks and who goes where, who are the people who might have had access, right? You heard the White House continuing to talk about how the area in which it was found, that's changed a little bit, was in a highly, an area that has a lot of foot traffic. And this idea that there's the Secret Service is handling this, the White House has said, we're not talking about this. As you're looking at this map here, this the West Wing, the kind of in the basement of the West Wing, as opposed to all these other areas that we've heard. And we have been told, political by Secret Service folks for days, that we may never know who is the person who left this behind, dropped it, it fell out their bag, threw it away, whatever the case may be. Which, you know, you talk to folks used to work in the White House, they find that a little hard to believe. There are a lot of cameras everywhere in this White House, and so they're hopeful that that cleans it up. But this is not a White House that wants to have any conversation about cocaine, where it was, for obvious reasons. It's not a good look for any White House, but especially this one with all the conspiracy theories that are surrounding this issue and the cocaine get, I guess, as some folks have been calling it online.
As you say, lots of cameras in that building. Hard to believe they can't track down who it belongs to. But we will see. Politico's Eugene Daniels at the White House.
Cocaine. Dun, dun, bum, bum, bum. Oh, man, it's funny to listen to the MSNBC report on this because they're like, well, you know, the may not have an answer of who it belongs to, who had access. The area in which it was found, it was reported, it was a high traffic area, but then they backtracked on that. And, of course, the Secret Service is not going to talk about it. So here's the deal, folks. Get used to this. You may not ever find out who left it behind, dropped it. It might have fallen out of their bag, or maybe they just threw it away. The White House doesn't want you to know about it. They don't want to have this conversation because it would fuel the dun, 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 conspiracy theories. More conspiracy theories. That's what's funny about this. Is it a conspiracy when it's legit? Of course it is not a conspiracy theory. It's the first question that would come out of your mind. Now, why are we rehashing this? We're rehashing it because I'm not going to let it go. It's already out of the news cycle. The dope has been found at the White House. Why? What's the latest and greatest now? Who knows? Is it Sotomayor's book? Is it what are we talking about here? That's more important than the conversation about a dopehead, a crackhead who left his notebook computer at a computer repair shop that exposed his family's crooked dealings, and with bank records and everything to prove it, his investigation on him has taken 5 years. He gets a slap on the wrist, and we're talking about what? Whatever's in the news cycle today. Speaking of which, we've got to cover that. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots going on in the news, obviously, and I want to cover a social issue that has massive repercussions. And it has to do with, well, one of my favorite topics, the black community. And it's one of your favorite topics, too, because you understand the impact of what happens in the black community when leftists control, are in control. And that's what's happening. Leftists are in control. Now, it's a small minority of people in control, but what they learned how to do was control all the major pieces that allow them to remain in control. Because what I want you to understand, sane Americans who listen to the Kevin Jackson Network, and specifically me, Kevin Jackson, you are right. You are right on 90%+ of your ideas, the things that you do. Your perceptions are right. Your intuition is right. Your common sense meter is spot on. I've checked it. You're good, but you're wondering, why do you continue to lose? I keep having these circular discussions with people here locally about what does it take to win? And I tell them it's very easy. It's a very simple formula. It takes a winner's attitude. See, you have to get people on your team who know how to win. And when that's what happens with that is when the chips are down, they don't panic. They know what to do. You know what we do as conservatives? I hate to tell you this. We pick people that we think are winners. They've been sold to us as winners, but they're losers. They're losers. And here's what's sad. They're good quality people who don't know how to win. Then you take a group of misfits like the Democrats, and you know what they do? As bad and as stupid and as silly as they are, they have people on their team who know how to win. And it is so frustrating to me because I try to explain to conservatives and Republicans from a business perspective. I say, why do you think you just ask simple questions. Why are you losing? And I'll give you an example. When I started ARC, Americans for Real Change, ARCinAction.com. And I go to Arizonans and I say, okay, here's a simple formula. I went to all the people who lost in the primaries, which was a majority. Carrie Lake got 44% of the vote, which means 56% of Republicans didn't vote for her. And she was the one we put into the election. And, of course, she got cheated out of it by Katie Hobbs. But Katie Hobbs wouldn't have been able to cheat her if the 56% of the people who didn't vote for Carrie voted for her. There would have been statistically no way for them to beat Carrie Lake. We wouldn't even be having this discussion. So as a management consultant, I say, I noticed two things. One, Carrie Lake didn't get the majority. And two, the majority of people are still frustrated. They don't want to vote for her. There's all kinds of infighting there. So how many of those people went over? Don't know, but not enough. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, not enough. They cheated. Yeah, but there's a number where they cannot cheat you. If 100% of the Republicans in Arizona vote for Carrie Lake, Katie Hobbs can't win, not even if they cheat. So long story short, I go to all the losers. I say, give us your database, et cetera, your all the people that didn't, that supported you. And what we will do with ARC is we will then try to get these people to look at Carrie differently. We'll make them understand the importance of it. And on top of that, we'll get all these groups that meet routinely and we'll explain the new value proposition. In other words, we got to lick our wounds and we got to do it quickly because we have the shortest cycle between the primary and the election of any state in the country. And that got moved back a month. It used to be it was a month shorter. Ducey moved it back a month. It needs to be moved back even further so we can lick our wounds, heal, and go forward. But here's what I notice. We kick each other's butts in the primary. This is what happened in Arizona. The Democrats just waited. They didn't spend much money at all. They didn't have to. Most of the time they ran unopposed. We had 4-5 people sometimes running in a race. So we spent over $100 million to kick each other's butts to essentially write the Democrat strategy against every single candidate. And then we don't give ourselves time to heal. We don't have an orchestrated effort on what do we actually agree with each other on so we can move forward. And we go splintered into a race that we know is going to be cheated, that they're going to be cheating us, on beating us, pencil whipping us is the way I would put it. Now, how are you going to win? So from a management consulting point of view, I say, look, there's some gaping holes here. We got to fix it. And in explaining this to people, they're like, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? What does it matter to you? I noticed the problem. You don't seem to care. I noticed the problem. I have a way to fix it, and I do. And my development team goes, well, people don't quite understand what you're trying to do, Kevin. Do they understand business? Did they understand what Donald Trump was able to do when he took a business approach to running the government? How about we just look at it from that perspective? How about we just look at it and say, what happens when a management consultant comes into your company and says, you have a problem with your supply chain, you have too much inventory, and you don't have a good way of tracking sales? Is that what he does? He just comes in and says that and says, okay, well, now I've identified the problem that you already knew you had for a decade, so please pay me my $500,000 so I can go? Or does he have to fix the problem? It's frustrating. We have massive problems in America. And as I said, I'm going to talk about the black problem. The hit job done on the black community by Democrats and leftists is scandalous. And if you approached it as a problem, you could fix it because it isn't our fault. Take any of their policies to the end game and blacks lose. Our families have been decimated. Okay, let's look at this. Policies supporting black folks, implemented by Democrats, and 72 to 74% of our families don't have a father or only have a single parent. Now, who owns that? If black folks care about family, and we do, who owns that, and how do you make that your battle cry? Do you, if you went to black families, and if the Republicans just said, we're going to put a marketing effort on family, and we're going to put the blame on the leftists, the ones who arrested them, who set them up for failure, who introduced drugs in the community, etc. If you just went at that, that single problem, do you think we could get the attention of black folks? Now, see, I already know the answer. Our criminal behavior in the black community is atrocious. Our neighborhoods are the most dangerous on the planet. Our schools are the worst in America. And how do leftists, white leftists, the real criminals, how do they want to reward black people? You ready for this, white folks? White conservatives? They pay us. And don't tell me that they don't pay us. They pay us with these welfare programs, and that's just the start. There are programs in California where criminals are paid not to commit crimes. Yeah, I'll get to that in just a second. But think about the other payment, what they do when they tell you, go in there, Michael Brown Jr., and go steal those cigarillos or whatever, rolling papers. Don't worry about it. We got you. And in fact, when you steal them, if you happen to get killed, we're going to riot over you, and we're going to canonize you. We're going to make you a star. And you know what Al Sharpton said about Michael Brown Jr.? He said, that boy didn't go, he didn't commit no crime. All he wanted was some cigarillos. He was stealing them. And Al Sharpton said, it didn't matter. That's what we've created. When we come back, we'll talk more about it because it's worse than you think.
Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House has come to a close as the Secret Service was unable to identify a suspect. Despite examining numerous individuals who entered through the West Executive Avenue entrance, the law enforcement agency said they could not pinpoint a person of interest. President Biden says Vladimir Putin is at the crossroads of his war in Ukraine.
There is no possibility of him winning the war in Ukraine. He's already lost that war.
While speaking alongside his counterpart in Finland, Biden said he doesn't believe the Russian president could maintain the war for years and will eventually decide it's not in Russia's best interest. He added that Ukraine will join NATO once the war comes to an end. The Pittsburgh Tree of Life synagogue mass shooter could get the death penalty. A grand jury determined Robert Bowers can be sentenced to death, and now the jury will hear evidence to decide if he will face the death penalty or life in prison. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I could talk about the state of America for blacks. And I want you to note my language. I said the state of America for blacks, not the state of black America. Because to pretend that there's a state of black America is to pretend that the problems in the black community are unique to the black community. The problems in the black community happen somewhere all over the world. I'm not talking about as a culture, as an entire culture of people, or ethnicity of folks. I'm saying there's no problem that's happened in the black community that hasn't happened somewhere else. No problem.
Oh, Kevin, black people were slaves and they were hung.
People have been hung. For a variety of reasons. Every atrocity that's happened to the black community has happened somewhere else in the world. And sometimes it's happened even worse. I know, hard to believe. Nobody wants to tell you that. No, black folks in America, it's our issue. We're the only ones. We are the most downtrodden people that have ever walked the face of the earth. BS. I'm talking about the hit job done on the black community that has us in a way of thinking that is completely illogical. It is so upside down, and it fits the Democrats perfectly, because we will canonize a thug like Michael Brown Jr. or Floyd, what's his face, George Floyd. We'll canonize these people, criminals, while we throw away good black folks.
Oh, he's an Uncle Tom.
What? Justice Thomas? We've literally taught black people to hate ourselves, to hate the best of our culture, and to actually like the worst of our culture. Not just like it, love it. I said earlier, take the policies of the left to the end game, and no matter what it is, black people lose. Families decimated, neighborhoods most dangerous on the planet, schools are the worst in America, behavior of black people is atrocious. I know you white folks are afraid to say it, so I'll say it for you. And the way that white folks want to reward us is they want to pay us. To pay you for bad behavior. It would be like your kid takes the car and wrecks it, and you say, well, you know, you shouldn't have done that, but you go buy him a new car, a better car. There are programs that leftists have set up where they send the worst criminals. This is in California. They send the worst of their criminals on paid vacations. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. I don't know how long it lasted, but this is how crime got. They said, the crime is so bad, we're going to gather these people together, and we're going to say, hey, listen, we're going to send you on a paid vacation. I think they sent them to Hawaii. And said, just go chill and see that you don't have to be involved in it. And the idea was, you give them a hug. Oh, they all need a hug. Speaking of which, there's a, I think it was in Pennsylvania. It may have been Philadelphia, where they did Hug-A-Thug. I know y'all think I'm doing stand-up. They did Hug-A-Thug. They said, you're a thug. We just want to come give you a hug because you didn't get enough hugs from your mommy and daddy. So we're going to replace years of you not having a family, having your daddy in the house, and you having to take care of your crackhead mom. We're going to give you a hug. That'll do it. So, paid vacations, hug a thug. I guess maybe with the paid vacations, they were hoping to rehab these criminals, but I know what they did think. If we send them away for a week, it'll lower the crime statistics. Maybe it was sweep weeks for the police or sweep weeks for the mayor. So they wanted to make sure that they would have 1 week where nothing happened in the city, or at least there was a lot less crime. So they put them all on a plane and said, go. There's a program in California where they take bad kids in school, the miscreants, and they pay them. They say, if you will not misbehave, we will pay you. I want you to understand, the good kids who are doing great, who are go to school, get good grades, work hard, do it by the book, they don't get a nickel. But if you're a miscreant, they will pay you to not be bad that week or whatever. Why? Because they need you in school. They've already got the money. They've already robbed us. So why not pay? I can see the Democrats scheming going, well, listen, we get like a $10,000 a kid. So if we give $1,000 to the miscreants and they show up, I mean, it's still a good return on investment. I can see black leftists carving kids up in this way. And don't even get me started on this sex trafficking thing that Melissa saw. I haven't seen it, but she came back and said, powerful film. I don't know if you guys know this. That film with Jim Caviezel, they made that film 5 years ago. People in this country stopped it from being shown. That is why Hollywood has to change. That is why we have to have something different. And that is why, like everything else, I provide a solution, the Flick Fest, where we can showcase our movies. And you know what? Not a lot of people go there. Not enough. I give you solutions. This is what we're supposed to be doing, solving our problems. But we don't do it. We let the Democrats exacerbate the problems. Here's Senator Kennedy talking about the crime problem in D.C. with Pierce Morgan.
Well, John Kennedy is a U.S. senator from Louisiana and joins me now. Senator Kennedy, quite startling to hear a city council chief just brazenly admitting you can get away with murder.
Well, it is hard not to notice. I live here part-time. That there are now streets in Washington, D.C. that look like they're out of a scene from Mad Max. It wasn't always that way. What happened? It's not quantum physics. 3 years ago, D.C. lawmakers decided that cops were a bigger problem than criminals. So they defunded the police, cut them $15 million. And those D.C. lawmakers said, we want justice. Well, don't we all? Here's a newsflash. Without order, there can be no justice. Newsflash number two. Unless you have a history of disappointing your parents, you know or should know that there are some people in this world, I don't know why, but they're not sick, they're not mixed up, they're not confused. It's not that their mother or father didn't love them enough. They're just antisocial. And by that I mean they hurt other people. And they take other people's stuff. And we have to separate them from society. And hugging them and giving them hot cocoa is not going to work. That's why we need cops. And the final point I'd make, look, we have bad cops. I wish we didn't. I wish we lived in La La Land or on Big Rock Candy Mountain where hens lay soft-boiled eggs. We have some bad cops, but we're trying to do better. But in the meantime, 99% of the cops are not bad people, and they will leave you alone unless you do illegal stuff.
There you have it. Senator Kennedy, if you do the right thing, cops won't bother you. They don't have an interest in you. But when you're doing the wrong thing, they do. They bother you. Going back to this whole idea of leftists paying black people off. They allow criminal activity to occur in black neighborhoods. The black market flourishes in black neighborhoods. Pardon the pun, but it just does. Underhand this, dope, prostitution, other human trafficking, etc. all flourishes in the black community. So much so that we see the cops as bad and snitches as bad, right? Versus the criminals themselves. Criminals are exalted in the black community. There are people that want to be the pimp. There are people that want to be the bad guy, the dope dealer. And believe it or not, there are girls who want to be prostitutes. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. The black community has a spiritual problem. We've abandoned God. And when you abandon God, the next step is you're going to abandon your family. And the next step is you're going to abandon your neighborhood. And you're going to take for granted your fellow man. You're going to lose touch with reality. The level of criminality doesn't mean what it means in the normal world. If you kill somebody, so what? I mean, it becomes callous. You don't even feel it. It's so rampant. It's so pervasive. Black folks pretend to care about each other, but it's window dressing. And it isn't me. Oh, I know, Kevin, you're just an Uncle Tom. You're a step and fetch a coon butt Negro, whatever. I get it. Which, of course, I'm none of that. I'm just the realist. I'm the canary in the coal mine going, hey, guys, there's toxic gas here. You better get out. But no, I'm considered a pariah because I don't want to toe the line. And I recognize that black folks have been bought and paid off to do exactly what we're doing. We've been bought to do bad behavior. And in fact, the money used in the black community continues to encourage bad behavior. Why do you get paid more money because you have more children out of wedlock? It makes no sense. You are ruining the future of your children if you continue to have a bunch of them because you can't focus on just one or two. And where do they end up? In the prison industrial complex, for the most part. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about the payoff of the black community, which of course is hurting America, because the payoff has no quality ending to it, not even one that's possible. You pay people for bad behavior. Nobody in the sane world would do this. And how did we get to this point where we could do this to an entire ethnic group? Well, you brainwash them. You put them in substandard schools. You put them in the worst conditions. You make them think they're free when in fact they're not. They live in a prison of their own making. And you've just done a little massaging. That's what the left does. They do a little bit of massaging. The Democrats. think about it. Black folks live mostly in big cities. Oh, disproportionately, we live in all major cities. There's hardly a major city in the country where, because we're 13.7% of the population, give or take. Let's just say 14, just to make it easy. We're 14% of the population. And we inhabit, there's hardly a city where we're not at least double. Minimally double. In some cities, we're 60 to 70% of the population. We are four times or more higher than a per capita of what of the black population. We dominate cities. And where are the problems coming from? Look at this. Look at where the problems come from. Give me your crime problem. I'll name you all the cities. Give me your drug problem. I'll name you all the cities. What? Just tell me. Where are the worst schools in the majority of these cities? You go to rural America, these kids are learning. Where are the big racial issues in the cities? Where are the cops beating up black folks? In Paducah? No, in the big cities. And you already know the next thing. Who runs it? All Democrats. And in many cases, black Democrats run it. So I want you to just understand the circular discussion. Black Democrats, certainly Democrats, running cities where all the problems exist. And who are they blaming? They're blaming you. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Go there. Check us out. We do a lot of really cool things. I want to get to the main crux of this, and it has to do with reparations. Because reparations are being paid in Chicago. Yeah, they're trying it out. As I said, leftists do everything for what they call the greater good of black folks. I listen to Sheila Jackson Lee and Hank Johnson and all these members of the Congressional Circus. I call them Congressional Circus Clowns. And these people acted with the black community and the black community and the black community and the black community. And, okay, what's the outcome? You've been working on the black community for decades. What's the outcome? So show me what it is you're doing and how it's for the greater good. Are our schools better? Are our children better behaved? Are we more godlike? Are we looking to do things better, truly for the greater good? Show me where it's produced any tangible positive result. And I can already, I'm going to stop you if you're even trying because you're wasting your time. Don't waste your brain matter on thinking about something that isn't happening. The only thing black leftists think about is how to feather the nest of the leadership and how to use other black people to do that. And they've done it so well that other cultures look at us on how do you get something for nothing. Don't even think about the outcome. Don't think about what you create. How do you continue to get something for nothing? How long do you think that can last? So what? Black people don't deserve reparations. I'm talking about us. The people who, as I said, I've never been a slave. I don't know anybody that's owned a slave. So who am I going to get to pay me? And if you are going to pay reparations, I have a suggestion. Why don't you start with the victims of crime in each city? Why don't you pay them reparations? Because I know who victimized them. In other words, if you caught somebody who killed a person, why are they not paying reparations? They have these programs, victim compensation, or you know where the criminal has to give back whatever if you steal from them. Certainly, if you murder somebody, shouldn't you have to pay the family back? So here's what's interesting: white folks who have zero to do with slavery, but they want to trace you back to your ancestry. And let's just say for the sake of discussion that every white person in their ancestry killed somebody black, a slave. Okay, so let's say your family killed, every family, white family in America killed one black. It wouldn't even compare to what we do week after week, month after month, year after year, in our own black community. Look at the amount of crime, the number of homicides that happen in the black community. It's like comparing the number of homicides of black-on-black crime to the number of times that a cop actually kills a black person. And then you look at the numbers and you go, why are we even talking about cops? So I would look at these numbers of white folks and say, why are we even talking about white folks? We're talking about white people that may or may not have hurt your, harmed your family years ago. Who knows? Okay? But today, there are people harming your family right in front of your face, right in your neighborhood. You can see, and there's no guessing. What? Would it be better if black folks were lynching other black people? Would that make it better? Because to me, dead is dead. So, Chicago's going to pay this reparations, but here's how they're going to do it. A suburb of Chicago has become the first to start paying reparations to qualifying black residents in what is being seen as, quote, a test for the whole country. The city of Evanston has already paid 16 locals from a $10 million package that was approved in 2019. By the end of the year, the reparations committee expects to have paid $25,000 each to 140 qualifying residents in a city of about 75,000. Okay, so let's do the math in the time of Joe Biden's economy with soaring inflation. So all these black folks are going to get their, what, $25,000? And I'm presuming, is Uncle Sugar going to get his? You know, because they got to tax it unless Evanston can circle around the rules. So your $25,000, depending on your tax rate, is going to get watered down to somewhere between 39.4% to zero. So if you're a successful black, you're going to lose roughly 40% of that. So you're already down to $15,000. And if you're lucky, you get it all. I say lucky because if you qualify for it all, it means you don't have any money to begin with. You're poor. You probably don't know what to do with that money. You're probably going to just squander it. It's 25 grand. Now it's 25,000 more than you had minus Uncle Sugar's take. But I just find it ironic that the government is going to give money out. Unless they write special laws to it, they're going to take a portion of it back in Fed. They're going to take a portion of it back in state because Illinois is a tax state. I forget what it is, like 6 to 8% or something like that. And then they're going to take it back out in local taxes. In other words, it's not a free and clear $25,000. It's a nugget. But okay. They go on to say this. I see it as a test run for the whole country, says Justin Hansford, head of the Thurgood Marshall Civil Rights Center at Howard University. Let's check out the qualifications. And there's other ramifications here, but here are the qualifications. You ready? You got to be at least 18 years old. You have to be living in the city between 1919 and 1969 when the city passed the Fair Housing Ordinance. You have to be living in the city between 1919 and 1969. So, if 69, what's the age limit of 18? You have to be living there between those years. So, who are they really targeting? Then they said it was the $10 million fund was originally supposed to come from tax cash from legal marijuana sales. So, they're fueling this with drug sales. And then when that proved too slow, the council agreed to allot real estate transfer tax money from properties worth more than $1 million. So it's a wealth tax to pay for it. But let me just tell you the ramifications. Everybody getting it is going to say it isn't enough. Everybody who didn't get it is going to be angry at those who did, and they're going to still say it isn't enough. And you're going to create a feeding frenzy. They don't even realize the Pandora's box that they've opened. But it gets worse. I'm not going to be able to talk about it today. You don't. There's a proposition where you don't have to pay child support if you're a man. It's an outlandish proposal out of California. They don't want black fathers to pay child support. We'll talk about that next time.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.